Today's daf is Zvachim Lamed Aleph, the last daf in the second parak, and we'll pick it up on Lamed Aleph, three lines from the top. The Gemara is going to discuss now what's the din about combining one Chatzi Zayas to another one. Would that be enough to make the required shear? So begin like this. Itmar. Chatzi zayis chut lizmano. So your kavana was to have a chatzi zayis, you're going to have the wrong time, past the time. Chatzi zayis chut lemakomo. And then you had your other kavana was to have a chatzi kazayis outside a chutz lemakomo, right? Just to quickly chaz, we'll be learning about if a person has a machshava chutz lizmano, to have it longer than the amount of time, so that makes it pigul, and that has the iser karis. Chutz lizmano, chutz lemakomo, if that's your machshava, it is not going to become a pigul, and we've learned that it has to be a kazayis, right? You have to have the full kazayis, but less than it would not be amount. So here's, that's the case. Again, the first was chatzi zayis was going to be chutz lizmano, chatzi zayis chutz lemakomo, and then chatzi zayis chutz lizmano. He went back now and has known. So the first machshava was from on a chatzi zayis. Is that going to combine with the second one, or is the fact that you have this middle one of chutz lemakomo going to be mafsi, is going to break it up? So Omer Rav, Rava says, he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Vayikatz ki yoshin, it wakes it up. In other words, since you had kavana to have two half kazayas, right, and that was chutz lezmano, so they're going to join them together. And that middle machshava, which was a chutz lemakomo, that's going to be like, you know, thrown away, because that's not really anything, it's only half shears. Therefore, the whole thing becomes pigul. That's the shita of Rava. Now, it's interesting. The pasuk that's quoted is from Tehillim in Ayin Ches. So the pasuk says, really, Vayikatz kiyoshin Hashem kigibur mizronein miyoin. So it's describing Hashem, and it says that like he woke up like one who'd been sleeping, and like a warrior, a fighter, got him up from wine. And the Meforshim, the post can discuss, are you allowed to quote psukim regarding Hashem in another context? In other words, can I use a pasuk that's really talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a later thing? So the Chidah says, no, it's inappropriate not to use descriptions of Hashem for mundane, for things like that. The Gemara is bringing that over here. So others disagree. There's a maisa where the son of the Briska Rav, I guess it was a Simcha or a Chasna, I'm not sure exactly what the details were, but someone walked in, they started playing Se'ushar Moshechem. So he got very upset. Se'ushar Moshechem? That's not a niggin for a human being. That's not for a boss of a don. That's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's very upset. It was inappropriate. Chaim Kanievsky said, no, that it's okay because it's like giving kavod to the Talmidei Chachamim, and therefore you could use it. You could use titles or psukim, so to speak, reserved for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a Talmid Chacham. It's an interesting thing to point out here is the pasuk brings a raya. Again, Rava's proof is Vayiketz Kiyoshin, but that's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here we're not using that. Here we're using it to learn about that the Chatzi Zayitz of Chutz Lezmana. Okay, so he says it's pigul, right? Who argues? Rav Hamanuna. Rav Hamanuna says no. Amr Erov Machshava Havei. It is a combination, right? And that middle kavana, even though by itself is not enough to make it possible, but it interferes, it blocks it, and therefore it is not going to become pigul. It doesn't. So this idea, again, from Rav Hanuna, they ask Akasha, we know in your Adaya, there's a concept of a Chozer Veneer, right, that is brought down in your Adaya Tzadi Tess, that, you know, if you had an Isser that had become bottle already, you could, Chozer Veneer means it's reawakened, right? We learned this in Gemara Nava Rozara, we had it in Ayin Gimel. So if you had, let's like this, you had more of the original isters added to the mixture, and then there's no longer enough heta to mevatel it, then that's called chaz veneer, right? So, okay, there's a Ron maybe who argues on this, but what would the din be if the first isser was discovered before the second one fell in, right? Like, not been sign. So the Rama holds, in this case, that even though the first isser is really bottle, when more adder is in, so then the original is going to become, the original issue is chos veneer. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Why don't we say the same svar of chos veneer and Rav Hanuna? How could you say that middle machshav is going to kivyachol be mevatel, the first machshava? So they say like this, no, it's not really such a strong kasha, because what are we talking about here? We're not talking about a real mitzias. There wasn't anything physically. It was a machshava. So by the machshava, we're not going to say this concept of chos veneer, and therefore That's why Rabbeinu holds it's enough to block it. Okay, so Amar Rava, Minan Amin Allah, how do I, what's my raya for this? So by way of Hakadama, just to quickly chazra over some of the concepts by Tumas, right? We have the Avi Avasa Tuma, right? A mace. Then you have an Avatuma Rishon. Chulin goes as far as a Sheni Lituma. Truma can go before, less than that, can become even a Shlishi Lituma. And Kodesh goes as far as a Revi Lituma. So that being said, Rav has a raya for his shita that they combined from a Mishnah in Taros, Titznan. Kabeitza oichel rishon, kabeitza oichel sheni shebalolon zeboze. So what you had was a kabeitza of it was rishon, and then you had a kabeitza where it was a sheni, and then you mix them together, so then everything becomes a rishon, right? Chilkan, but if you would separate them into two separate pieces, right, then what do we say in this case? Ze sheni, vze sheni. Each one becomes a sheni by itself, right? Because neither one of them has the enough of it by itself. It's lacking the shear, right? Ha chazer ve'ervan. But if you would go back then and be ma'ariv then to join them, to mix them up together again, so then rishon have, so you see that it is a rishon. Right, okay. Mimai, how do you know this? Midikatani Seifa. From the Seifa, the Mishnah says, Nofel ze ba'atzmo v'ze ba'atzmo. If each one fell by itself, right, and each one fell, the other one fell by itself, al kikar shel truma, onto a loaf of truma, so then paslua. It makes it possible, because any food with, like, that's a sheni, the tuma, right? But it doesn't make it a tame, because only a rishon could make it it has to be on a certain level in order to give it off. It could become tame, but it's not strong enough to give over to something else. Noflu shnehin ka'achas, but if they both fell at the exact same time, asahu ashniya, it would make it into a sheni. So what do you see from this? Even though that rishon was, so to speak, you know, waiting there for, it was lacking a shear, but it's come back. It resurfaces. You have a chalis of an ear when the rest of it's added, right? I just back to find the fact that really because of sheni, it started a rishon, it went down to a sheni, but it goes back to being a rishon, right? So the halacha should be in the same case over here by the machshava. If you had the machshava chutz lezmano, you had that's like sitting there waiting, and then you had the second one, which really the third of his machshavas, but one and three combined. So therefore, that middle one's not going to mess up, and in fact would be pilgul. Okay, so that's Rava's raya. So Rav Nuna Omar, right? So this is Machlokas Rashi and Tosav. He had to learn Rav Nuna. We said like this: Hasam ikashiura. The cases are different when we're talking about the tuma. So you have a shear, right? It just got split, and then it became, you know, reattached. They combined it afterwards. Ha, but here, in the case of the Chatzi Zayas, Lake Ashira, right? It's half a Kazayas. Okay, so therefore there's no much, so therefore that's why it wouldn't become, it's not, there's not enough Ashira to make it into a Pigo. So, Amar Rav Hamanuna Minan Yinilah. So where do I get my opinion from? Says Rav Hamanuna. Ditznan, we learned in the Mishnah Me'ilah. Ha'oichel shenitma ba'av hatuma, v'shenitma b'vlad hatuma. So if you had a food that was first with an av, and then it was with a vlad, right? It means a lower level. So mitztarf in zeh mzeh, letami b'kal shemenehim. So they're going to combine, and they will take the lower level of the two, it's going to be a sheni, right? So my lav, so what do you see from here, right? That it becomes a sheni. Afapi de hoda malie, so even though it has the shear again, so you see from here that it's lost, right? It's not, you don't say chose veneer, it's not just lying there, so, right? So back to our case of pigul, once it's gone already, then once that the middle machshava came of chutz makomo, so therefore it's it interfered, it blocked, it doesn't go back to that. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case where you didn't have the full shear again, right? So therefore, it's not necessarily raya. Ki osa Ravdimi Amar. When Ravdimi came from Eretz Israel, he said like this. You had kavan for chatzi zayis chutz l'makomo, right? You wanted to have a chatzi zayis outside of the place you're allowed to. Chatzi zayis chutz l'zmano, right? Then your middle kavana was here that you have a chatzi zayis past the time. Chatzizayis chutz lezmano. And then you had again another kavani. Your third one here was chutz. So here it's a permutation. In other words, here the chutz lemakoma was not the second kavana in the between. It was the first one, and you had the two there. So what's the case of this? So Tani bar kapora pigol. So bar kapora paskin. He says that's pigol in this case. Ve'ein chatzizayis moyo b'mokum kazayis. Right, since the chatzizayis for the mokum doesn't break it up because you had the zman. So there's different ways of learning this. Meaning, is this within Rava, or is he even saying even Rav Huna would agree in this case when he said they don't combine? That's only when it was, you know, one and three, but here that it would combine. The different ways of learning that line in the Gemara. Ki also Ravin Omer, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, chatzizayis chutz v'zmano. Okay, so your first kavan was to have the chatzizayis outside of the amount of time. V'chatzizayis chutz v'zmano. And then your second kavan was to have it outside of the right time. V'chatzizayis chutz v'makom. And your third kavan over here was to have it chutz v'makom. So Tani Bar Kapara, he says pigol. Bar Kapara says in this case it's going to be pigol, right? Because ein chatzi zayis moyel b'mokum kezayis, because that thing is not going to, the chatzi zayis is not going to break up when you had a full kezayis of that. Okay, Rav Ashi masni hochi. So Rav Ashi learned the halacha like this. Chatzizayis chutz lizmano. Okay, you had the kavana to have half of the kizayis chutz lizmano. The kizayis chet. Now again, the second one is he has a kizayis that he had a kavana for this chetzio chutz lemakom the chetzio chutz lizmano. So what in that case? On his, he has a full kizayis in this, but he split his kavanas in that half of it. He wanted to have chutz lemakom, half chutz lizman. So tani bar kipora pigo. Says it's going to be pigle. Ein chatzi zayis moya b'mokum kazayis, because this chatzi isn't going to, it's not effective to block this when you had a kavana. We said at the beginning of the shir that you have to have a kavana for it to be pigle on a kazayis, right? The less than that is not going to be it. But over here, you did in fact have that. Okay, now the Gemara is going to go to a new point and to discuss what is halachically considered to be eating. Now, normally, for Maisa Achila to happen, we need two things, right? First of all, we need to have a certain amount of food consumed, and we have to have that certain amount of food consumed in a certain time period. But if you're lacking either one, right? Certainly, if you're lacking both, that's not called a Maisa Achila. So, the Mashal, this is when we have a Shiurim on when? Yom Kippur, right? We don't do shirim on Tisha B'Av, but you shirim on Yom Kippur, so then we'll have a person space them out more than a Kedei Achilas Pras, which machloikis in the post game, 3 minutes, maybe up to 8 or 9, basically whatever, however many minutes you are, there's a sheet on the books that says that, but we go more, let's say it's more 10 minutes, no one says that it's 10 minutes. So if you have somebody eating a small amount of food at 10 minute intervals, so then, again, obviously with the consultation of a Rav, but that would be, not because it would be a Maisa Achila. So now we're going to try to clarify this, what exactly is that going on. So it starts the Gemara like this. Rav Yanai. What would be the din if you had kavana that the dogs should eat it, not the human being? So that would be pigle. That would in fact be pigle if a dog would have it eat it. Right? We know by Pesach we say it's not royal achilas kelev. Right? They tell a story from someone who the Ravel toothpaste wasn't a problem because it's not royal achilas kelev. There's no problem using toothpaste without echsher on Pesach. So apparently, the way they say it was story, someone in the shir raised his hand and said, "Rabbi, my dog eats toothpaste." So the Rav said, "What? The Kenish learned a riot from a Meshuggah Keller. You know, we don't learn a hunt, whatever. You don't learn a riot from a dog. But dogs do eat things, right? How do you know? See, the pasuk says, "Ve'es izevel yoichlu hakelavim bechelik Yisrael." So what's that pasuk talking about? We know that Izevel was a terrible, terrible woman. She was a goyish wife of Achav, and she introduced Avodah Zarah, Asherah, and Baal into the Eretz Yisrael. And in the end, the Navi cursed her that she's going to be eaten up by the dogs for that. So the is when Yehu is going on his attack, and he's killing out all the enemies. So he sees Yzeva, right, and he calls out to her. And he says, you know, is anybody with me? Where's the pasuk? It says, "Vayisa ponavel achalon." He sees Yzeva standing at the window. Vayomer mi iti, right? Me, who's with you? Vayashkifu elav shnayim shloshim sarisim. She had like these two helpers with these officials, right? Vayomer, he says, "Shintuha." Right, push her. Vayishmetuha, and they pushed her out. Vayizas midoma el hakir vel hasusim v'yirme senon. Right, so she got pushed out, and the dam was flowing off the walls onto the horses. Right, v'yav v'yocha v'yesh. Right, so then they had a little suuda afterwards. V'yomer piktuno es harura hazois. This cursed woman, v'kivruha kivas melechi. Right, you should still give her a decent burial because she is. And then skipping a little the end. To the pasuk, where it says that the dogs were devouring her, right? Oh man, I lost my spot. Where is it? Vayeshuv v'yagidu lo v'yomer dvar Hashem hu asher diber biyad avdo Eliyahu hatishbi lemo. This is what Eliyahu said was going to happen to her. Bechelik Yisrael yochlu hakilovim es bosar Yzevel. So they're going to eat it, right? Because she was cursed. She was set up novos and to get his kerem. But that's the curse. Lemaisa, back to our Gemara. What's the pot? What's the context? You see from here a raya that when a dog eats something that is considered to be a maisa achila. So if says if a person had kavanah, the dog should eat it, that would be a problem. Maskifla Ravami. Ravami asks the kasha, elamiyata, if that's really true. So then, chishev shetochlu eish lemochar. What if you had that a regular fire should eat it, should be burned up in a fire? Would that also do it? Techsiv tachlehu eish lo nufach. That the fire is not going to be consumed. So hachinami de pigol? What, that would also be pigol, right? That's his kasha from Ravami onto the din of Ravyanai. Vechiteim hachinami, you can say, yeah, that's true, yeah, in hachinami, that the fire would make a pigol of hatanam, we learned. Lechol kechatzi zayis lehaktir chatzi kezayis kosher. If you had kavana to eat part of the and then to burn the other half of the kezayis, right? Meaning chutz lezmano, chutz lemakom. That's kosher. It's not a problem. She'ein achila v'haktora mitzdarfin, because eating and burning don't they're not mitzdarf. They don't combine. They don't join together. Tzumah says, "Ida apka miloshen achila." If you would say it out, you used an expression of eating hachinami. Then, yeah, it's true. Hach mayaskin. What are you talking about? The apka miloshen haktora. What it does, where you said it, the lashon of burning it, right? The lashon achil lechud, the lashon haktor lechud, and each one is, separate. They're distinct. Achilas adam and achilas eish would combine, but you didn't use it that way. So this is a major raya that the Rishonim use for showing that a person has to articulate their machshava, because that's what he says, right? That's the raya. But he spoke it out in a way of the achila, then it would be. But if he did it with the lashon haktara, burning would not be. Okay, boy Ravashi, chishev lecho kezayis b'shnei b'nei adam mahu. What would be the din like this if you had intent that two people should eat it together, the kezayis, right? But it's each one by themselves. So basa machshava slinan. Do we go after your machshava? De'ika shiurin. And if your machshava was that a kezayis should be eaten, oh basa oichlan oichlin aslinan. Or do we have to go to the people who are eating it, v'leik a shira, and therefore there is not a shira, because each one, by themselves, is not going to eat the, is it like, the classic way of formulating this chakira, is it result, right? Is it result, how much was really eaten, or is it the maisa that was done? Okay. Amar Abaye, Tashma. Let's learn this out. Lechol kechatzi zayis lahaktir kechatzi zayis kosher. Right, we just said from the Mishnah, you had kavan to eat half of it and to burn half of it. It's kosher. She'ein achila v'haktora mitzarfin, because what? It's not the achila and the haktora is not going to be mitzarfin. Okay. Amid days, ha lecho v'lecho dumi lecho lahaktir. Right, so we could be infer like this: if your kavan was for two people to eat it, right, half and half, right. So then, that would be similar to the case when you had half eating and half burning. So, hey, chidami, one second. What's the case? B'shnei be'adam mitzdarif, right? The case when you have two people, right? Each one is going to have the chatzi zayis, right? But they would join it. So, shma minah. You see from this that it would be a thing. Boy, Rava asks like this. Chishev lecho kezayis be'yaser Mikidei Achilas Pras Mahu. So now, as we pointed out, we started off this discussion that a Maisa Achila has to be within a certain period of time. So Rava asked, well, what if you had Kavanah longer than Kidei Achilas Pras, right? So more than, let's say, like 10 minutes. So what would you mean this? So what's the two stodim? La'achilas gavoa medamnile, right? Do we compare this to like when it's eaten on the Mizbeach? On the Mizbeach, there's no maximum time for that. Oh, maybe the other way of looking at it is la'achilas hedyot medamnile. We're medame, we compare it to a regular human being. And in that case, if you had it longer than Kidei Achilas Pras, that's not considered to be an achila. Amrabai Tashma, bring your proof from the Mishnah. Lechol kechatzi zayis v'lahakter kechatzi zayis kosher. Same Mishnah using it as a proof for this case, right? So you had the half intention for eating and half for burning. It's kosher. Why? She'ein achila v'haktor mitzdarfin. Because we don't combine eating and burning. Taimel de lechol l'haktir. The diak is, the reason why it's kosher is because your kavanah was lecho lahaktir ha lecho v'lecho mitzarif. But if you would have kavanah for eating and for eating, then it would combine, right? V'ha v'haktor b'yoyis mekidei achilas prasu. It's going to be burning up it longer than time, right? So it would seem that there wouldn't be any limit on the amount of time that it would take in order for it still to be considered like you're eating it up, right? Duma behesek gadol. Well, maybe the Mishnah is talking about where there's a very big big fire, and therefore you could really burn it up in the time of less than 8-9 minutes, and therefore it could only be in a case where your kavanah was to eat the both of them in that time period. From this, this idea about splitting up shiurim, so there's a Mishnah Berurah that's brought down in Kiddush by Friday night, that let's say a person for whatever reason was not able to have a malol lugmav, so other people could combine to do this, but it still would need to be done within the proper time and the proper shiur. Okay, continues now. The Mishnah said, Lecho kechati zayis, v'laktir kechati zayis, kosher. That's good. Taima de lecho v'laktir. The reason is because you were doing two separate actions. One was to eat, and one was your kavanah was for burning it. Ha lecho lecho, davar she'ein darko lecho, mitztarif. And if your intent was to eat, half it that was normally eaten, half it was not going to be eaten, it, then they're going to combine, and it makes it possible, right? Because both of your kavanahs here were for eating. Hakatani Resha. In the Resha, the Mishnah said, Lechol es shedarko lechol, right? If you had kavanah to eat the way that, in the normal way you're doing it, right? It was right around the time. So in that case, right? Ves darko shelechol. I read it wrong, sorry. Let me go back. Lechol es darko lechol, right? Es shedarko lechol in she'ein darko lo. The deep, right, that's it. That if you had kavanah to eat something that's normally weighing, yes, it is. But if she'ein darko, you're right, your kavanah to eat something you don't normally eat, then no, lo, it's not going to be mitzdarif. So Om Rebbe Yirmiya, Hamani, who is this shita like in the Seifa? This is Rebbe Lezerhi. It's called Lezer, the Omer, because he holds, Mechashvin me'achiles adam la'achiles mizbeach. Right? We can shift, right, from a person eating it to the mizbeach eating it. We can go back from the mizbeach eating it to a human being eating it. It's now like we learned in another Mishnah. Hashoychid es hazevach lechol dover she'ein darko lechol. If a person shechted the korban and his kavanah was to eat, something that in the normal way that it is. I'm sorry, lechol dover she'ein darko lechol. It's eating way that doesn't normally do it. Lehaktir dover she'ein darko lehaktir du haktora to be makir something that's burning it. That's not done in the normal way. That's kosher. Rabbi Elezer posel. Rabbi Elezer says no. It's no good. He argues. So, Abaye Omer, right, I could even tell you the Sefer is like the Rabbonin. It's not necessarily going like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. V'lo teima, ha lecho v'lecho dover she'ein darko lecho. He's talking about a case where he's had half of it to eat something that's normally eaten, half it's not doing, and that's when it's possible. Ela Eim, right, he could say like this. Ha lecho v'lecho dover she'ein darko lecho. Really, both, it was half and half, and it was the normal, typical ways to eat of it, and they're going to be mitzdarif to make it possible. My kamash malan. So the Gemara says, one second, if that's true, then what exactly are you learning out from the Seifa? Right? What's the chiddush? Eat dover shadarka lechol kamash malan. If they can't tell me, yeah, that when it's something normally eaten, reisha shmamino. I learned that out from the reisha. Kechatzi zayis b'chutz, kechatzi zayis l'mocher. Puzzle. When you had a convention to have part of it for outside the area and have it on the next day, that's going to be possible. Ha kechati zayis lemacher pigol, right? But if your kavana was that half of the kezayis was going to be eaten the next day, that would be pigol. Se ella rather, maybe you can say it like this: ilechol lehaktir, right? If you're going, the kavana was to eat and to burn the two halves, right? They're not going to join together. Dukya Duresha Shmamino. It's a diak from the Resha. Lechol Dov Shadarka Lechol in. If you're gonna eat something that's normal way is doing it, then yes, it's going to make it possible. Shein Darka Lechol, but it's something that the not normal way of eating it, low. Right? It's not going to ruin it. So, you know, by extension, if you had Kavana to have the Chatzis Ayis, then it's not going to combine with the other one to make the whole thing possible. So hashta, now we came on to this, right, when you have this kavana and they're not going to be combining, even though both the machshav on both things was about achila, so lechol lecharis miboy, so if I have less than that, I have kavana to eat it and to be makriv it as a korban, is that necessary, right? So you don't need the sefer for this. So what it says, look, no, it was necessary to teach in the Mishnah the case where you had half kavana for achil and half your kavana was on the haktorah. Salk da dechamina hosam hu de lavbar orche ka mechashev. You would have thought that's only when your intentions are only about eating, right? That they're not going to combine, because you're having a kavana to act in a way that's not normally typical, right? To eat something that's not normally eaten. Avahocha, but in this case, when you're thinking again both to eat and to burn up the korban, uvahai ki orche, that's normal on both of them, right? So each of the two halves was doing something that's the derech to do it to, a mitzarif. I would have thought that in case it would be mitzarif, kamash malan. No. Comes the chiddush and tells me that when you have kavana to eat and drink, eat and burn it, even though it's the derech to do that normally with, they do not combine and they are not mitzarif. Hadron lach kol hazvachim, hadron lach kol hazvachim, hadron lach kol hazvachim. So we completed the second parak of Zvachim. Let me take a minute just to quickly chazer over what we learned in this parak. You know, basically we're talking about the things that would make the korban no good. Either it was because of you did a maisa, like in something that was improper, or the person themselves was not fit for that. Like we talked about a zar or a balmum or an orel or an onin, a tome, tful yom, shtu yayin, or maybe they were fine, but they were doing something like that. They were yoshev, or they had their foot on things, right? And this parak also covered about the big day kahuna we talked about the kiur as well, we learned. And then the other major topic was when you had the machshavas, right? You had your machshava either chutz l'zman or chutz l'makom, and how that would make it pigul. All right, shkoich, and emir tz Hashem, we will start the third parak on tomorrow's daf.